This is Voice of SBB.
Dear all, brothers and sisters, warm greetings from Sri Balaji Vidyapit, a deemed to be university. I am happy to welcome you for this next episode of Dear All. Today, I will be sharing my thoughts on the topic of COVID appropriate behavior. As you all are aware, the COVID-19 pandemic has led to unprecedented and unanticipated challenges. This calls for collective action and unified support from all the stakeholders. In fact, the second wave of the novel viral infection has been extremely severe. While all necessary steps have been initiated by the central and state governments to curb the spread of the infection, there is an immense and immediate need to reinforce the importance of taking preventive measures and practices that needs to be sustained as well. This would also enable us to deal with the disease in the long run. In this regard, it is mandatory that we all strictly adhere to the COVID-appropriate behavior and play our part in reducing the magnitude of the disease and the impact of the infection on the human lives and livelihood. In simple terms, these COVID-appropriate behavior can be looked in terms of promises that we need to make to ourselves and ensure that we strictly adhere to them. The first and foremost COVID-appropriate behavior is to greet each other without making any physical contact. The next behavior is to maintain a distance of at least 6 feet from other people whenever we are in public places, such as shopping for essential products in vegetable or fruit market or dairy store or pharmacy or hospital or even in the office. This has to be supplemented with ensuring consistent and appropriate use of face masks at all the times. Such a behavior limits the spread of any respiratory infection and thereby protects the community at large. The next thing is that we should avoid repeatedly touching our eyes, nose, and mouth as our fingers become a source of both acquisition and transmission of the infection. Yet another COVID-appropriate behavior is to maintain respiratory hygiene by ensuring that we always cover our nose and mouth while coughing or sneezing, and it has to always happen in a handkerchief or a tissue or in the bent elbow. Further, we should not forget to wash our hands immediately after coughing or sneezing. In continuation, it is also our responsibility not to spit out in the open, as such a behavior significantly enhances the probability of transmission of infection and put yourself and everyone else's life at risk. In addition, it is a must that we should wash our hands frequently and thoroughly using soap and water or alcohol-based hand sanitizers in the scientifically recommended manner. We have to realize that our safety largely lies in our hands, and hence we should keep them clean. At the same time, it is essential that we should regularly clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces such as doorknobs, staircase railings, lift buttons, etc., as the infected droplets are likely to settle on these surfaces.
This is Voice of SBV.
My dear students, as most of the people acquire infections outside, it is a useful step to avoid all forms of unnecessary travel, as it significantly minimizes the chances of getting the infection. If we have to go out of our house, we should wear face masks and follow the distancing norms. In these difficult times, it is our social responsibility that we should not discriminate against anyone, rather show compassion and support them mentally to deal with their loss and sufferings. In addition, we have to boost the morale of doctors, nurses, police, sanitation workers who are working 24/7 to protect us. Further, it is important that all the institutions or establishments where crowding is expected, firm and adequate steps need to be taken to segregate them by division of timings and also to implement specific measures, namely provision of sanitizers, creation of facilities for hand washing, avoiding physical meetings, etc., that encourage and promote safety. As most of us are quite involved in social media, it is our basic responsibility that we do not circulate any message on social media that either aggravates hatred or is an unverified information. Instead, the ideal approach will be to seek information about the infection from credible and authentic sources such as the World Health Organization or the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. Dear friends, I must bring this to your attention. All of us should necessarily download the Arogya Setu app to monitor our health. Whenever in doubt, we can make a call to the national toll-free helpline number 1075 to clarify our doubts. Finally, we must accept that the COVID-19 pandemic has not only accounted for physical damage, but even has made significant psychosocial impact. Therefore, we should not hesitate to seek help for stress or anxiety-related issues. At Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, popularly referred to as SBV, we have realized the importance of following COVID appropriate behavior, and thus we are encouraging adoption of the same by all stakeholders through intensive awareness campaigns, organization of training sessions, display of messages for public in their local language, use of social and print media, etc. To enable this endeavor, at our health sciences deemed to be university, we have formed well-structured, multidisciplinary task forces with well-laid-out action plan. At the second level, we have installed an effective monitoring system. At the third level, various stakeholders are requested to send in their feedback that would be consolidated for further effective action. We have realized that this model works effectively and request other like-minded institutions of higher education in health sciences to adopt. We wish you all the best in each of your endeavors. At this time, I also wish you the best of health. I eagerly look forward to staying in touch. Till then, Namaste. Jai Hind.
You were listening to Voice of SBV.